Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Okay. I will help on the condition.
Okay.
Because I love these surveys, but they end up in the end getting on my nerve. If you just accept my answer when I give it and you don't finish the whole question and all the formalities and niceties, if I answer, just take it and move on to the next one. I don't need the whole, because I know myself, it'll get on my nerves and I'll end up hanging up.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64,
no.
or 65
Okay, wait,
plus?
This is the thing. Just ask me my age. I'm 33.
Okay, thank you. The social media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Black, Asian, or other.
I'm Latina.
Latina.
I'm Cuban American.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. There was an election in Virginia on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that election?
100%.
Very likely?
100,000%.
Okay.
Very likely.
Okay. Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Keeping Trump out of office again.
Okay. Thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day?
I've never missed an election. So whatever the longest period of time is, that's my answer.
Months before.
I've always voted.
Thank you. Okay, and a small phrase, can you please tell me why? Or you just answer, you always vote.
I think it's a civic duty, and I think that people really underestimate how important politics are and what role they actually play in our lives. And it's really important that we get out there and actually vote and don't be lazy and suffer the consequences.
Thank you so much. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how likely you will have voted if you have participated in that election? Only for Democratic candidates for General Assembly? Only for Republican candidates? Okay.
Only for Democrat.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm actually a registered Republican, but the Republicans are crazy. I can't.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. Let me know if you have experienced any of these. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital and videos like YouTubers, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text messages from volunteers, someone going to your door, billboards, yard signs, direct mail, family members, and friends talking about elections, church, social clubs, community groups, any of those?
Literally everything on your list except church, because I don't go to church.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to November 7 election in Virginia that especially impacted how you were going to vote in this election? Yes or no?
I don't know. Yes, I guess. I just knew what was at stake. Like,
mm-hmm.
Youngkin has to be stopped. He's crazy. He banned porn.
Okay.
Like, that's crazy.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote for which candidates you will support for Virginia Assembly? No. Thank you.
Nope.
In a small phrase, can you tell me why?
Because I do a lot of research before I go vote. So there's no reason why I would change my mind. It's already well considered.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote in the election, yes or no?
Never.
Never.
Okay, always
thank
vote.
You. Thank you. And in a small phrase, can you tell
me? I went to college and I think I didn't drive home for like a municipal election one time. I think it was just like a small election. That's the only election I ever missed. And I'm 33.
Okay. Young. Thank you. Which of the following issues play or will have played most important factor in determining how you voted or will have voted in the November 7 election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? Abortion, crime, public safety, economic issues, inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
Well, I wanted the Democrats to have control. That was really important. And also, one of the first two options was really important, too. Forget what it was.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay? First one, it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform the abortion
will end up in jail. Very convincing.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude for the record.
No,
I'm not trying to be rude.
No,
I just can't.
Cool. No, that's cool. Thank you so much. You save me time. You save me time and you save yourself some time. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I know it's common sense domestic abusers should not get guns, but Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun. Even
convincing.
Those who are judged very. Okay.
Yep.
MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are
convincing.
Only interested. Very. Okay. Today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high in some Virginia counties.
Unconvincing.
At all? Not convincing at all?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Not convincing at all.
Thank
I don't
you.
Even care.
Thank you. Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit. This exception for rape, with exception for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats.
Convincing.
Okay, thank you. 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat.
Convincing.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Two things.
Mm-hmm.
Environmental destruction, because there
okay.
won't be a United States if we all die, then what does it matter? And then the plight of democracy, truly.
Okay.
Really and truly, democracy is on the line.
Okay. Do you think it's because there's a movement of socialism, fascism, wokeism?
No, I mean, I think that the Republicans are fascists.
Okay.
Trump is
Thank
literally
you.
A fascist. So.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have a single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States?
Probably protecting democracy in the United States.
Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how will you vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if November 2024 election for presidential elections were today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and a third party candidate, for whom would you vote, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. In your own words, in a small phrase, can you tell me why?
He sucks, but Trump sucks worse. Lesser of two evils. Protect democracy.
Okay. Thank you. Just a couple more questions and we're done. What country were you born?
America.
Okay, thank you. In what country were your parents and grandparents born?
Cuba. I guess on my mom's side, America.
Okay.
Yeah, Cuba, okay, and
thank
America.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
This is a hard question. I'm a registered Republican, and I identify as a Republican. But
okay,
the current Republican Party, I do not agree with at all.
Okay.
They have gone insane.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, I don't even know how to answer that.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25?
It's 55.
Okay, thank you.
I'm a one-person household.
Thank you so much. What is your gender? Mm-hmm. With all due respect, do you identify as male, female, transgender, non-binary, non-conforming?
No, I'm a female. Female.
Okay,
born. I was born this way.
And that's perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your opinion and being so kind and honest. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for skipping half the questions because I usually can't convince people to do that. Usually they're like,
I'm obliged. No. Actually, we went through the whole survey. We just were more direct, I guess you can say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Usually, like, just sitting and waiting for the answer to, it just drives me insane when I already know what my answer is going to be, but the person has to finish saying it, and I'm like, just let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel
all
you.
Right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.